Well, we're just days away from what will more than likely be the last show of the TV en Francais album year. Brooklyn Bowl in our own hometown of Brooklyn, New York, on this Thursday. After that, we begin that wild, strange, blurry period between albums that really I don't have a name for, as is clear.
It's a walk into the wilderness. Yes.
And who returns, what returns, remains to be seen. Will it be Keith and Chris as you know them? Probably.
It's generally been who's returned. But
yeah, it always has been, I guess. We don't want to overplay the transformative nature of this wilderness, but I guess the point is it's a lonely place.
Do you have any plans, any ways that you intend to wisely use this downtime?
Well, I have a 3-point plan, Keith.
All right, let's hear at least 2 of those points.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll summarize them real quickly so that we have time to get through all 3. At least in summary form.
Then we can decide whether or not we want to dedicate any further time. All right, let's hear these points.
Okay. I'm going to sharpen my mind. Mm. I'll just blast through all 3 of them, and then we can come back.
Don't get any more specific than that by any means. Yeah.
Sharpen my mind. I'm going to hone my body. And lastly, I'm going to make sure, whatever I do, that I am more of a help to the world at large than a burden on it during this period.
I can't help but feel like your nickname of the hindrance or, Dr. Hinder or... Yeah. Sir Hinder. They're all pretty basic.
Yeah. Madam Hindquarters. It's one of the more creative takes.
But it still cuts to the bone. Yeah.
It hurts. It sets my cheeks to flushing every time, as it has this time.
Yeah, the listeners won't be privy to this, but he's tomato red right now.
And sweating beads. Beads of sweat, that is. Rosaries.
Right, plastic trinkets.
What about you?
None of those things. None of those things.
In fact, is it fair to say that your plan can best be encapsulated as avoiding doing any of those 3 things?
Yeah, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take what's my due and enjoy it. Those are the 2 points. One sort of sub clause in the greater mission statement
is just to allow for maximum comparison between your plan and mine. Is it fair to say that part of your due is the expected further deterioration of your mind and body?
That's a byproduct. That's not necessarily. I mean, yeah. Some, including my doctor and therapist, would say I'm due that. I'm overdue. In fact, says my doctor. Every time. My doctor's latest shtick is to come in to every routine checkup I have in a hazmat suit carrying a body bag. One time he actually entered the room. He led the way. With one of those flamethrowers that always has like a licking flame up front,
right? The primer flame.
Yeah, that's now how I am introduced to my doctor every 6 months.
Oh,
he turns the lights out first too. The surprise is now totally lost. When the lights go out, I know a licking flame is going to enter the room.
He's got a better than average flair for the dramatic.
Not much of a doctor, though.
Well,
hell of a.
He makes up for it.
Not
as a doctor. Are there any movies you're excited about?
I mean, I'm still chasing the dragon on John Wick. I can't imagine anything that comes out this year is going to, you know, do anything but make me wistful for the fact that cinema reached its peak about a month ago.
Yeah, well, I'm with you there, and
with John Wick. I mean,
yeah, with John Wick, I'm with you there. I would second and perhaps even sort of firm up your guesstimate and go ahead and say that nothing is going to surpass or even challenge John Wick. I say that with the, you know, with the sort of assurance that with which a scientist might say gravity is not going to be reversed in the next 3 months. Now, could it? Sure, it could. We can't say with 100% certainty, but we know it ain't going to be. Gravity's not going to be reversed. John Wick's not going to be bettered or even approached.
I don't know if this is happening, but we certainly are overdue for Eli Roth's Green Inferno. When the hell is that thing coming? I can't be coming out by year's end, right? We'd be inundated with horrifying trailers if it were coming out anytime soon, right?
Well, I don't know. You know, the reason that that there's so much doubt for the uninitiated at home, yeah, is that Green Inferno. He said, catch everybody up at home. Eli Roth, the horror auteur who brought us the Hostel films. And what else? I don't know. That's it, right?
Cabin Fever.
And a little movie called Cabin Fever.
Nothing else.
I got to give you things to say.
Doing some research.
He's made a movie called Green Inferno. And it was completed well over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This says Green Inferno was released October 16th in Chile. So I know where we're spending the holidays.
That could be some kind of strange internet lure. You might be getting catfished or something.
No.
What are you reading this on? Facebook?
No, this is this really nasty dark web site I like to go to when I'm buying up some firearms.
You're speaking of.
I also check release dates on the dark web.
You can only be speaking of Reddit.
Oh man, Reddit is a little node of the dark web that pokes into the, you know, the white web, whatever. What do you call the normal web? The internet, I guess.
The World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And you're on the dark web right now, looking for release dates. Does the dark web make up for its lack of reliability in something else?
In weapons and drug sales and
weapons availability,
children purchasing and stuff.
Okay, okay.
I bought several children, but only because I wanted a
to
child.
Free them.
Yeah. Well, no, I wanted a kid
to free them into your
I want
care,
a kid and I can't have them for whatever reason. Whatever chemically sterilizing reason the
is
government
it,
had.
Can I ask the question that's on everybody's keyboards right now at home?
Water.
Is it related to your famously silver hair?
Well, they're both the result of a terrible fright I had. So, yeah, I mean, related. They're correlated.
Yeah. Correlated symptoms of a fright, of a terrible fright. Possibly a fright that occurred at the hands of Mr. Eli Roth, to circle back. Eli Roth created a film about a year or two ago called Green Inferno, which tells the story of a group of students who fly down to, you know, somewhere in the Amazon to try to help out a tribe of you know, I guess
what these people would regard as savages. Yeah. They get their comeuppance for that kind
right.
of
indigenous peoples, and they turn out to be cannibals. These indigenous folks, and the students, needless to say, are scrumptious in appearance. And, you know, all hell breaks loose. The film, which showed at several festivals.
Whoa. This claims the New York premiere was November 2nd. I assume that was like some sort of, I assume it was the premiere film of the Tribeca Film Festival.
Someone's house, I think. That was in someone's house.
Shit.
The dark web truly does know all. When someone plays a review copy in their home, the dark web knows.
The American Film Institute, which is an organization that I always assume is in Los Angeles,
right.
given how shitty their best of lists are,
yeah.
When Some Like It Hot is your number one comedy of all time, you live in L.A.
Wait a minute. That's my number one.
You live in L.A. I mean, you...
Mentally, yes. You've
tried many times.
Yes. They won't accept my application for citizenship, which is something...
They invented when you started looking at real estate.
I don't believe that. I fell into a strange little window, but...
What's today? Today's like the 18th, 19th?
November 17th or so. 20th is our show, so it's not that, or we're late.
Okay, November 12th was apparently its appearance at the Rome Film Festival. I was going to suggest that we all buy tickets and head on over, but we've missed it. Oh, wait, these were all 2013.
See, this is the thing.
Oh.
To get back to our story.
What? It premiered in Kazakhstan September 4th, 2014. Something is wrong here.
So we got to tell you guys what happened to this movie. It was slated for release. It was scheduled at a bunch of festivals to get initial press. And the production company that had funded it underwent a, you know, catastrophic reorganization. And the new president of the company came in and froze all extant projects, and that included the unreleased Green Inferno.
Impossibly, that included Green Inferno.
Against every shred of common sense, Green Inferno was frozen post-production and completion, and has been sitting on a, you know, to be released someday docket for a year now.
Look, Chris, I don't know what to tell you. I'm in a spiral right now. Apparently, the next premiere it's going to have is Germany, February 5th, 2015. And in parentheses, it's the DVD and Blu-ray premiere. I feel like that's a real misuse of language. Wait, but then on March 27th, it gets its UK premiere.
So
what's happening?
We're
going to
be there.
Disarray.
We're going to be. We're just. This is an easy dovetail to. We can now announce some dates, some shows that we're going to play.
Be playing shows around March 27th, following March 27th, I guess.
Yeah. In the immediate aftermath, we can't risk the possibility that Green Inferno will not make it past a 1 week theatrical run. So we will be there in the week after March 22nd. 2015. And that's the first that even we are hearing of these shows that we're playing in the UK. Godspeed Eli Roth and the whole team who made this unquestionably gory film, and also probably good, I think. It sounds like it's going to be good.
Very good. It's from the mind of Eli Roth. If Eli Roth is listening, please note that we've sung your praises and put us in a movie. When I say put us in a movie, I mean The Green Inferno, in a screening of The Green Inferno.
Yeah, put us in a seat.
Put us in the movie theater,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, free popcorn appreciated, but not necessary. We'll pay for our popcorn.
I'm happy to pay for popcorn.
This has been another edition of Sesame Street. We will talk to you guys soon. Stay where you are. Just stay where you are until we get back to you with further instructions.
At an appropriate, you think he was like, I